Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Language of Hope podcast. Our host, Betty Chinchengene, is the senior pastor of New Spring AG, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
The place of speed in your life. Understand that anything God is, that is who we are. God does not frown at speed. God is a God of speed. He is a God of speed. So his people too must, be people with speed. They do everything at their space or at that level with speed. Amen and amen. So let's read something from Genesis chapter 24 verse 12. He said, then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master. Give me success this day and show kindness. So God is a God of success. God is a God of speed. Whatever God is, that is what we must be. Amen and amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 to 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 to 8. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 to 8. We will come to understand the number of years Jesus used in fulfillment of his ministry. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. You need speed to finish the race. In every race, speed is needed. You need speed. Tell somebody, I need speed. No matter what you are doing in the area of your academics, whatever you are doing, you need speed. And he said, for you to finish the race, for you to fight and finish the race, you need speed. Glory be to God. I pray speed will be added to someone's life tonight. I said, may speed be added to you tonight. Verse 8. It said, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but to also who have loved his appearing. I pray that tonight, anything you need in life, may it be speed. May one of the things you need in life to fulfill destiny be speed. May the Lord add speed to your life. Why then do we need speed? We are on a journey. Life is a journey. And it becomes long when speed is not activated. It becomes very long. It looks as if life is very far. Fulfilling destiny is something very far. Until speed is activated. If we are on a journey, then overtaking is allowed. And you will need speed to overtake someone. I pray tonight, may speed be added to your life. I said, may speed be added to your life. I'm telling you the place of speed in your life. Jesus used how many years to fulfill his ministry? He used 3 years. The space of 3 years. Till now, I'm in my, which year now? You are getting to how many years? You can't even say it. You feel bad for me, Anna. And I'm not done. I'm not even anywhere. I'm now about to start. 3 years, just a matter of 3 years. If I pray within 3 months, may someone fulfill something great in his life. I said within 3 weeks, 3 months, let something wonderful manifest in your life. I decree and I declare, after this conference, may the Lord add speed to your life. Anything that has delayed in your life, may the Lord bring in speed. As a compensation, speed. As a consolation, speed. Somebody shout, speed has been activated. My God, the place of speed in your life. Number one, I made you to understand life is a journey, so you need speed. And if life is a journey and it's a race, overtaking is allowed, and you need speed to overtake it. Number two reason why we need speed in our life, because of the time factor. The world is under the watch of time. We are governed by time. So you need speed to catch up with many things. Since the world is governed by time, ruled by time, we will need speed to catch up. Anybody who has delayed here, I pray, by the supersonic speed of God, may you catch up with anything you have lost. May you catch up with anything you couldn't catch in the years, in the past month. I decree and I declare, by activation of speed, somebody shout, I am catching up. You are on course. Our days are numbered. Our days on earth are numbered. So we will need speed to fulfill it. We will need speed. Glory be to God. Let's take, for instance, what you were supposed to have achieved at the age of 30. When speed is not activated, you achieve it at 60. We have limited time. The world is ruled, governed by time. That is why everyone will need speed in the fulfillment of everything he's doing. Glory be to God. Now let me tell you something. King Solomon used a miss. It's not about money. It's about speed. It's not about money. It's about speed. When God gives you speed, it's not about age. It's not about your background. It's not about anything. He built his own personal house. He used 13 years to build his own. Can you imagine? The wealthiest man used 13 years to build his own house. I pray you, if the wealthiest man used 30 years, how many years will you use? It means you need... Okay, what if money is there, but people are delaying you? What if you are beautiful, but there's nothing staring at, there's no speed in your life to bring the fulfillment of? So it's not about... You need speed. You need speed. I'm not better than someone... Where the Lord has placed me now, where God has positioned me now, I'm not better than someone. It's just that overtaking has been allowed. That's it. Yeah, it's possible. Someone don't like speed. He loves money. He doesn't like speed. So you enjoy money, but you can't fulfill anything. It takes time. It takes speed for the fulfillment of things to come into manifestation. Jesus used the whole world. He used 6 days in creation of the world. My dear, what is left in your life for it to be created? Makula Sinta, you are associated to a God who is a God of speed. There can't be delay in your life. If the whole world and its fullness, the fullness thereof, everything in the world was created within 6 days. Oh, then I came here to announce to you, 1 year is too long for the fulfillment of destiny. 1 year is too long. I pray for someone who is desperately in need of fulfillment of something. I pray may speed be activated. Somebody shout, speed has been activated. My God. So our days are numbered. And God has a countdown whilst we have a count up. God is counting down. We are counting up. None of you here is getting any younger. You keep going up. That is why you need speed. God is counting down. At every point in time, he's counting. At every point in time, he's counting. I pray for you here. May you catch up with time. I said, may you catch up with time. May you catch up with time. Number three, then we will stand to pray. Number three. The place of speed. Why we need speed? The place of speed. Speed cancels delay. Speed, it cancels delay. Delay is speed's number one enemy. Delay. The antidote to delay is speed. The only thing that can cancel delay is speed. When speed is activated, delay is canceled. And I pray for you. It doesn't matter how long you have been delayed. Let speed be activated. I said, let speed be activated. I said, let speed be activated. God can cause you to achieve something that if it was supposed to take 30 years to achieve it, God can just cause you to achieve it within 3 hours. I'm telling you. certain delays in our life is not necessary. I'm telling you, it's not necessary. It's not needed. It's not necessary. A man shouldn't wait and finish school and come and stay in the house for years before he'll get employed. It's not necessary. What about those who are already employed and they are also in school? Certain delay. Don't accept it. Don't admit it. Compromise on it. That life begins at 40. What if it begins at 20? Is there anything wrong with it when it begins at 15? Oh, I pray for you. When speed is activated tonight, any form of delay will be cancelled. I said any form of delay will be cancelled. Any time delay sees speed, he just checks out. He just checks out. And I pray for you tonight. My number one desire is that speed will be activated in someone's life. Speed will be activated in someone's life. For him to achieve the unachievable, the impossible, you achieve it. When speed is activated, I decree and I declare upon your life, may speed be activated. Somebody shout, speed! So man of God, quickly before we stand to pray, how then do I connect to speed? How then connect to the power of the Holy Ghost? Connect to the power of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he said, and how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good. He went about. You can only go about, you can only move, you can make progress when the power of the Lord is upon you. I pray for someone, let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you, that you begin to move. Anything that has tied you down, anything that has caused you delay in life, when the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, I pray you begin to make advancement. Let advancement begin in your life. Let progress begin in your life tonight. I decree and I declare, advancement begins tonight. Let the power of the Lord come upon you. You are moving from one level to another. After tonight, I say you are changing level. From one level of your life to another. When the power of the Most High came upon him, he became restless. He began to move. He began to go places. He began to move. When the power of the Most High came upon him, you cannot be confined again. After tonight, you cannot be confined again. Because when the power of the Lord comes upon a man, you can't restrict him. And now he was anointed with power, and he went where he was staying. He was staying at what? He began what? Move. I decree and I declare, after tonight, nyamitu mimraoso, nemfa unko wanim, nemfa unkonkai. I said you will run and you will win the race. Oh, you will run at a very top speed. You will finish your course. You will finish your race. I decree and I declare, any confinement of the enemy is broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, it's broken, it's broken, it's broken. Connect to power. The power of the Holy Ghost is a trigger for speed. It's a trigger for speed. It's a trigger. Anything you see moving at a very tall speed, there's something behind it. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray there are people who are stagnated in life. They are restricted. No matter what they do, unless a power, well, mere words alone cannot do it. Stop it. What you are doing, stop it. Then he's going. Stop it. This one, do it this way. This one, stop it. Don't do it this way. Stop it. 45. Stop it. 50. Stop it. Unless power. Apostle Paul, a man called, ordained as an apostle. Or say, Apostle Paul, an apostle called by God. He said, Paul, let me put it this way. Paul, an apostle called by God. He didn't know he was called. He didn't know he was an apostle. He was living his life anyhow. Instead of him to move in the call of God, he was doing other things. He was going about killing people, murdering people here and there. But until he encountered the power of the Lord on his way to Damascus, that was when his life began. That was when he began to move about with the gospel. I pray for someone here. It's too late for the devil to delay you again. Let power come upon you. Power to start. 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 Somebody shout, I carry power. Hey! I cannot be confined again. Who born the devil? I cannot be confined. Something is delaying your life. After tonight, there is going to be a change of power. A different power is going to be activated upon your life. To me, be a manipulative people's life. Any power that manipulated your father, your mother, I decree and I declare, let the pa 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 power of the Most High, let it come upon you. When power comes upon you, it's a different ballgame. Destiny has been activated. Who is that power? Who is that power? It was active. Jesus could have delayed in his ministry. It couldn't have been possible in 3 years. I said, how Jesus was anointed. Jesus walked on earth as a mere man like you. You can't be stable in life. I decree and I declare. I decree and I declare. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I see somebody mounting up. They say, for they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. And they will not stay, and they will not sleep, and they will not lie, and they will not stay. They will mount up with wings like eagle. I see men and women in this place. They are mounting up. There is a mountain up in this place. There is a mountain up. Bible says, when they gathered in the upper room, then descended upon them tongues as of fire, and they began to spread abroad. Hey, I decree and I declare, every limitation is broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. As somebody shout, power! You can't be delayed. A different power manipulated my life for many years. Until one of these days, I encountered the power of the Holy Ghost. Then my life began to move forward. I'm hereby to tell you and to announce to you, your life is moving. I said, your life is moving. I said, your life is moving. I said, your life is moving. One of these days I was there. A man of God called me from Accra. He said, the Lord said, he has given you power to do ministry, but there is another power that the Lord is about to add to your life. I said, what power is it? He said, the power for your finances to move ahead. Then I got to remember, according to Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18, he said, it is I the Lord that giveth thee power. I decree and I declare, after tonight, your finances is about to. If your finances can move at a top speed, then your life can also move. Then everything around you can also move. How Jesus went about. Somebody shout, I am in charge. I am going about. And give the Lord a shout of praise. After tonight, power is giving room for power. I said, power is changing hands. Somebody shout, enough is enough. Enough is enough. It will take power for you to fulfill destiny. A car is not a car without an engine. Where do you want to go without power? You are not running at a top speed because you don't carry power. Ayandi Mahasataya. Many people are just carrying themselves as containers around. No power, no engine. I'm here tonight to tell you, speed is coming to you. 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 Somebody hit your hands on your belly and shout, power! Speed was activated. Until then, Jesus was just moving out. Many people think they are moving. They are not moving. You are just moving in retrogression. There is difference between moving in retrogression and making progress. Moving in retrogression is like this. That is what our mothers call inkobesie. Inkobesie. Okoya wasanaba. But to make progress is to move. The Bible said, and how Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about. He didn't go at one place. He went about. He went to Capernaum. He went to Judea. He went to Jerusalem. He went to Nazareth. I decree and I declare, by speed, any place you are supposed to cover within this year, whatever you are supposed to achieve within this year, let power be activated. I said, let power be activated. Somebody shout, power! My God, you cannot be delayed again. You cannot be delayed again. The last thing, grace. How do I connect to speed? Grace. Somebody shout, grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians. Then we pray. Then we leave this place. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 to 10. 1 Corinthians. My God. He said, for I am the least of the apostles. For I am the least. Charisma, get on the microphone. For I am the least of the apostles whom I'm not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. Hear me? It's not about what you have done tonight. Israel, put that one aside. He said, I am the least. He was qualifying himself by two things. One, I am the least. Someone I'm saying, maybe he thinks that I don't have anything and to talk about great people. I'm no one. Apostle Paul talking here. A beneficiary of grace. And he said, I was the least. Tonight the least is about to the least is about to overtake. I said the least is about to overtake the greatest. I said the smallest in this house is about to overtake the greatest. If you are the one I am talking to, you will shout, I am the one. He said, I am the least. For I am the least of the apostles whom I'm not worthy to be called. I'm not worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church. Because of what have you done? Can I ask you, what have you done at all? This was a man that went about. Have you killed before? Then grace is about to wait for you. There is no man here who has killed. He said, I am the least because I persecuted the church. Because, but the grace of God, what made the difference? Now, listen to something. During Apostle Paul's time, Apostle Paul's time was not the era of Jesus. Peter was with Jesus. Apostle Paul was not with Peter. Apostle Paul came after Jesus. Is it not so? He came after. So, why he was saying this? At the point he was saying this, he was saying it because if we were expecting people who are supposed to have gone ahead in life, it should have been the Peters. And not me. The Johns. And not me. Because these are men that have been with Jesus to a point that people can see them and they can just say that, they can just identify them that you have been with Jesus. And yet the only kind of Abraham was. And the only kind of just were you. So how come I'm the least? I was not anywhere near. Sister, let me tell you something. I came here for you tonight. It's not about what you have been able to do. It's not about what you have been able to pray. It's not about what you have been able to be committed to whatever. I said, let grace work for you. I said, let grace work for you. This is how my life started. When it started like this, people were just watching. Apostle Paul, I'm the least. I'm the least. One of these days I saw the people I was with in SU days. Those that shalalalala when you are coming close to the la mama ma ta 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 ta. Jeez. I saw him. I said, Papa, pray for me. I said, me? Now, Papa, you people were the papas. The papas. One of the days we look like murderers in the eyes of people. But grace has made the difference. Grace has made it. I'm the least. You might be the least, but tonight grace will speak for you. I said grace will speak for you. One of these days, our grandfather called me and said, I want to have a conversation with you. Meet me at the hotel. I'm coming to Kumasi. I was wondering, what could this conversation be? He just sat me down. I said, boy, what you guys are doing is not normal. It takes an exceptional grace. I've been in this thing for many years, and I know what I'm talking about. It takes an exceptional grace for the church to get to this level. An exceptional grace. Acknowledge God and the grace upon the church. And don't take things for granted. Because where the church is abnormal. And I can only associate it to grace. But everyone in the church is normal. Unless something abnormal, that is called grace, set in. We can all look normal, but until grace set in. When you see me, I look like a normal man. When I see you, look like a normal man. But until grace set in, it's no more about your strength. It's no more about how fast you can run. It's no more how well you can do it. I pray grace come upon someone tonight. I said, let grace come upon you. I said, let grace work for you. It's not about beauty. It's about grace. It's not about your background. It's about grace. It's not about where you are coming from. It's about grace. It's not about the school you have been to. It's about grace. Somebody shout, oh God, grace, grace, grace. Greater grace. Olasitaya. Belegis. Adomun kasamau. You don't qualify. You are not supposed to be here. You are not supposed to reach this place at this time. But grace will speak for you. I said grace will speak for you. When men say you don't qualify, when men say you cannot reach, I prophesy, let grace be for you. Somebody shout grace upon grace.
I heard everything. I heard whatever they said. I heard everything. I heard it. Sometimes it's discouraging when you meet people who don't believe in you. They don't believe in what you carry. They don't believe in what you can do. There's only one thing that can speak for you and defend you, and that is grace. A man of God hosted me in Accra and hosted me anyhow. Later on, he called the man of God. You're having a program, and the program you're having, we are just having it for you so that we can honor who you were. We didn't see the grace upon you. Come back again. We want to honor you. You can be treated anyhow. Men can sideline you, they can malign, they can speak whatever, but let grace set you. It will take men to open doors for you. It will take men to clear the way for you. It doesn't matter what you have tried. Let me tell you something. I'm talking about grace. Grace, grace. Grace is something, I can keep on talking about grace. People have, oh my God, my God. Grace. Tobemaso. Namana, you're unique. Omre. There is something on men. There is something unique of men when grace comes upon them. They don't struggle in achieving anything. within the shortest possible time. I can tell you what grace will do when grace is activated. I can. Grace triggers speed. Grace, it triggers speed. Men must seek for grace. They must seek for grace. A man who was a latecomer, Apostle Paul, latecomer, has now become a frontliner. And that is graceful. Grace can set you ahead. Let those who have finished school, those who are whatever, doing whatever, you don't let them go. But just seek for grace. Just seek for grace. Just seek for grace. Somebody shout grace. 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 Anything that can grant you grace can grant you speed. Anything. Let's look at sponsors of grace. Humility. Prayer. Humility. James 4, verse 6. And prayer. The helpless. Anybody here who can run? Who needs speed? He said, but he gives how many grace? How many grace? Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to who? And then you may obey me and was in our soon team of favor. They say, Ma odum and no mommy. Father, let grace speak for me. Let grace work for me. Let grace speak for me. Grace upon grace. Grace is what you need. You beckon on God for grace. There will be a contamination of grace tonight. Grace is what makes the difference. You don't need anything. You need grace. You need grace. You need grace. Yes, we say, I realize the role of grace in a man's life. I was talking to a man. And once I was talking to him, I was trying to, you see, sometimes watch these things. I was trying to tell him the things he has not done yet. When I mentioned, he will take, I've done it. When I mentioned, I've done it. Then I realized he has even done it better than what. I was trying to encourage him. Trying, I was speaking a lot. Whilst I was speaking, I realized that at the point, he asked me preaching book to my fellow man of God. Then he said, boy, Charlie, Chasu. I didn't know who said grace. Actually, the authority is the Chasu. Yeah, Kasan Chasu. Jaisun. Kachani Jaisun Chasu. Kasi Jai Swanish in Chasu. Agrees. If you go home accounting, skill, go near the Ojumo, and you want to be in Agrees. Chasu. Oh, yeah, business administration. Chasu, Agrees. Obia Bombasters in business administration. Chasu. Just agrees. Apostle Doctor Chasso agrees. Your doctorate agrees. Agrees. You made the mawa not their mouth. Or the shower not their shower. And you may redeem far or don't be torture. May God grant you grace. We will stand to pray and we are calling on God's grace. Grace. God willing, tomorrow the man of God that is coming, the reason why. One of the things I love about him, the doctor, Akosidonko, one of the things I love about him is the grace upon his life. That one, you can't take it away from him. I say it emphatically that he's the most sought after preacher in the world. Sought. Or don't be told, wow. It doesn't matter where you are. Men will seek for you. I said money crowd will look for you. And you know there are people looking for people to give them money to do business for them. Or don't be told somebody. Don't also grace. I love it when grace falls upon men. I love it. It makes them look some way. Grace makes men look some way. It makes women look some way. You know why it makes you look some way? They can't tell as to what happened. How did it happen? How? Among all women, why marry? Don't tell us why. I'm not talking about strength. I'm not talking about book. I'm talking about grace. O tuni na koneji zude bi bifu fro dini konenim. O breast be koneji na bi bifu fro piano konenim. Sometimes I've come to understand the role of grace in my life. To the same, my mistakes, people are learning it. They call me and saw you doing this. But I said it's a mistake. Oh, it was a mistake. I said it was a mistake. It makes men look some way. It makes them, you can't predict it. You yourself, you will sit down and you will crack your head. You will try to find out what at all it is. A young guy called me, Papa, now they are doing everything like how you are doing it. I said, you can do it. Notwithstanding, let grace also fall on you. I said, Papa, I'm wearing suspenders like how you are wearing. I said, no problem. I know people that have wear better ones like my own, and they are no anywhere. I said, Papa, I've bought some of your distance. I said, no problem. Some people did it before we came to see it, and we are also doing it. I miss all you can do. You can put on makeup. You can put on your nice dress. But there is something you must be. It must be upon your life. Else you will not be identified. Else you will not go anywhere. I said, let grace come upon you. What if there be more breath or more common? There be more breath or more common. Obi so breath. So that is grace. Am I communicating here? I pray for you. Let that unique grace come upon you. An exceptional grace. Bible said that all grace may abound unto you. All grace. That means that there is a grace that comes upon you. You begin to move at a very top speed in the area of relationship. All grace. That means that there is a kind of grace that comes upon you. You begin to move at a very top speed in the area of your academics. All grace may abound unto you. That means there is a kind of grace that it comes upon a man. They don't struggle again. It's a financial grace. It's a money grace. Oh, I pray for someone here. May grace come upon you. I said, may grace come upon you. Somebody shout, grace! Shout again, grace!
How many people know this song? Who knows how to sing it? Wow. It's a Methodist song or what? Pentecost. Do we have Pentecost people here? Let grace be multiplied. Somebody lay your hands upon your head and begin to cry out, call for grace. Let grace be multiplied. Let grace be multiplied. I am helpless. I can't move ahead. I am helpless, but let grace, it is all. Let grace be multiplied. Call for grace. Call for grace. Call for grace. Begin to speak it. Begin to pray. Burst into prayer. Call for grace. Let grace come upon you. Ayanta di basuta. Rebika ya babata. Ados ya taya. Umando sikoto ya taya. Aranda di bataya. Adabasa taya. Aruta di ya taya. Oh my God. Let grace come upon me. I leave my daughter. Lift me up by grace. Lift me up by grace. Move me ahead by grace. And Lord Tepiata. Oh, let grace cancel out delay. I am Tabi Kataya. And Lord Temento Paya. And Lupre Tetayata. I'm not living here without grace. Oh my God. I close your eye. The Libo Tapa Papa. And Luto Paya Duposa. You can be on your feet and begin to pray for grace. Alot tekataya, alot timalataya. Let there be grace. Atima litetetetete, atima totete, atima totetete. Ayintatina, ayutetebebe. Alot timalataya, atopitasete. Ayatotiataya, ayutetetete. Ayutetetete. Ah, The humble will receive grace. The helpless will receive grace. Oh my God.
Into the world, I see men that are carrying grace. Oh,
Anytime I see them, I can tell this is grace. This is grace. This is grace. If it had not been grace, such a thing is not achievable. Oh, if I not be grace, you couldn't have got it yet by this number of years. Aluta bilahata. Grace upon grace. After this season, someone's life is about to receive a peace in the kingdom because of the grace of God. Grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, many have tried.
Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. Want more? Head on to New Spring AG on Facebook and Instagram. Or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on New Spring AG. God bless you.
Yes, is about to double their steps. Yes, is about to double their efforts. Yes, is about to double anything they have committed themselves to. Yes, is about to increase them. It says, speak over their life. Yes. Atola Masuta Yababa. A woman has tried many times in this place, but I see grace coming through for you. I see grace coming through for men in this house. Grace upon this.
I don't know.
If grace is not activated, you will try and try and try and try. And it is, you seem as if your effort has been rendered futile. Lift your hands wherever you are. Father, I pray for your people tonight. Let grace be doubled over their lives. Increase them in grace. I pray for the least in this house. By your special grace, I acknowledge you, Lord, by your special grace. Let the least. You said you take the weak things of this world. You were drawing our attention to your grace. You take the weak things to shame the strong. I pray, let the weakest amongst us tonight become the strongest by your grace. Let the least amongst us become the greatest tonight. By your breath, I activate grace upon their life. By your breath, I activate grace upon their lives.
May anyone here under the sound of my voice who is struggling in any area of his life, who has tried countless of times, will be what hard never they were try. It's not working. I activate grace. When grace is out, the race will be tough. I activate grace. Odum and Toby so. Odum tome wofi hasu. Odum tome wofi hasu. Buameme wofi ha. Buame wofi ha. Help the helpless by your special grace. Grace their life. And make their lives great. It's your grace that makes destiny great. Move them ahead. Shift their level. After tonight, I decree and I declare, their levels are being changed. 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 Yes, a game changer. Atoli Mahaya, Sulahataya. If there is anyone who is down, who is broken, the Lord says, as you pray, Atoli Moko Payata, Levinta Bahaya. If you are here broken, you are broken. You know you are broken deep down. You are broken. The Lord said, call them out and release grace upon them. You are broken. You are disturbed. You are broken. Rush to the water quickly. Rush to the water. You are broken. You can't put yourself together again. You are broken. Atali Mahataya. You come, I touch you, then you rush back. And you begin to speak in the language of the Spirit. I touch you, rush back. Don't you? Don't you. Jesus. 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 Thank you.
So the essence of my prayer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is centered on your face.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Atom.
Thank you. Thank
Atom.
You. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Atom.
Brokenness is over. Atom. Grace is speaking for you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Grace upon grace.
So the essence grace. Of my prayer.
Grace be multiplied. Grace be
multiplied. On
Jesus.
You.
Jesus. Jesus. Touch them.
I don't.
You have been restored. Grace. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace. Grace be multiplied. Grace be multiplied. Grace be multiplied. Grace be more. Let grace be more. Let grace work. After tonight, your life will never be the same again. Somebody shout grace. Shout grace. Shout grace. Shout grace. Shout grace. Shout grace. Grace be multiplied. Grace be multiplied. Grace be multiplied. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to speak in the language of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the
Lord. We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.